Hello, my name is B. Martin. I'm glad to be back with you again to continue this series of discussions that I have entitled Amazing Jesus. In the previous discussions, I have defined the word amaze this way: to affect with great wonder, to astonish. But it also can mean to perplex or to be perplexed by something. I chose this word because this is often the way that people felt after they had an encounter with Jesus. They were either amazed by his teachings, his power to calm the storm, his ability to cast out demons, his power to heal the people, the sick, the lame, the blind, the deaf. I believe that we too are amazed by Jesus for these reasons, as well as others. We're amazed by the fact that he lived a pure life, never sinning. That we're amazed by his death, his resurrection, his love, grace, forgiveness, his provisions, as well as his faithfulness to keep his promises in our lives. We are all often amazed by Jesus. But a question that came into my mind not long ago was this: are there ways in which we can amaze him? As I began to spend some time in scripture, I saw that there are at least two ways in which Jesus was amazed by people. The first way is in a negative way, that he was amazed by people's lack of faith. A second way in which Jesus was amazed was in a positive way, and that is with people who had great faith. As I begin to look at those two ways, I begin to see that really I can amaze Jesus today by those two ways as well. I can either amaze Jesus by my lack of faith in who he is and all that he can do, or my great faith in who he is and all that he can do. As I begin to think about this, I begin to examine several areas in my life that I believe on a daily basis that I can be amazing Jesus. And the question really isn't, am I amazing Jesus? I am going to amaze him. The question more is, am I going to amaze him by my great faith or by my lack of faith? The last time we were together, I began to examine one of several areas that I believe that Jesus wants us to examine to see how we are amazing him. As I said the last time, I believe that this foundation is where all the other areas that we will discuss in the future are built on. And the question was this: do we believe that Jesus was God in the flesh? It's in this area that we will either amaze Jesus in a negative way by our lack of faith, or in a positive way by our great faith. The next area that we want to discuss has to do with salvation. And here's the question that we want to discuss this week: can Jesus forgive me? Can he save me for my many sins, for the bad sins that I've committed either before I was a Christian or after I became a Christian? It's in this area, once again, that we're going to amaze Jesus either in a positive way or in a negative way. Let's first of all discuss the characteristics or how a person lives that has a lack of faith that Jesus can save them. First of all, they will feel a very unhealthy guilt. Not a guilt that leads them toward repentance, but a guilt that makes them feel so overwhelmingly bad that they believe that God could never forgive them. Another characteristic of a person who has a lack of faith in God being able to save them is that they worry all the time. That every little thing that they do is so bad that as you add them all together, they can never be forgiven. Now, in some ways, we need to know and be aware of the fact that we do sin and that our sins hurt God. But sometimes our worry, again, can be unhealthy in the sense that we begin to somehow doubt that Jesus could ever forgive us. Another feeling that a person may have is hopelessness. They begin to think there's just no hope for them to ever be forgiven because they're so bad or they've committed so many sins. Depression, emotionally, mentally, feeling so down and so sad that God could never forgive them. Another feeling could be anger. Anger toward God and anger toward others because they have done something to them or put them in such a situation in which they feel they can never be forgiven. And they begin to blame God and blame others because they feel like they can never be saved because of the situation that God and others have put them in. Another feeling is often apathetic. To feel like, who cares? It doesn't matter anymore. Because they feel hopeless and depressed, and because they feel like that God can never forgive them, they begin to think, well, there's no need of even trying anymore. Why don't I just go ahead and just keep doing what I'm doing because it doesn't really matter because God's going to never forgive me anyway. I have to confess to you, there have been times in my life before I was a Christian and even after the time I became a Christian that some of these feelings have been in me. And I believe that when they happen, it's because of my lack of faith that Jesus can really save me, really forgive me for the sins that I had committed against him and others. But it's in these times that I believe that God wants us to go to his word, to be reminded of who he is and what he can do so that we can be reminded and have a great faith that Jesus really can save us. verses like 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 that says this: if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 12 says this: for I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Psalm chapter 103 and verse 12 says this: as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. It's in these verses that I believe that God is trying to remind us that there is no sin that we can commit that is too big or too great for Jesus to forgive us of. That's why he said all unrighteousness, all wickedness, all sins, all transgressions, and no matter how big they are, no matter how many there are, that God can forgive us, that Jesus can wash away our sins and purify us and send our sins as far away as the east is from the west. When we begin to believe this, I mean truly believe and have great faith that Jesus really can save from our sins, then we will also have characteristics in our lives that reflect that we have great faith. And here are some of the ones that I believe that really stand out to me. A person often who has great faith in the fact that Jesus can save them is often humbled. They feel, man, I know I've done wrong, but I have a God who is so great who can forgive me. And they feel so humble in the sense that they look to God and go, God, I cannot do this without you. I cannot be forgiven without you, without your grace and your love and your mercy. And I stand before you bowed down saying, God, please forgive me. You are the only great God who can really save me from my sins and really give me eternal life. Another characteristic the person has who has great faith is that they are willing to admit to God and others their sin. They're willing to admit, God, I do wrong, and admit to others, yes, I am a sinner. And they often give God the credit for anything good in their lives because they are able to admit the fact that God is the only power, the only strength that they have to live a life without sin, to live a life with peace, which is also a characteristic that comes from a person who has great faith. Though they know they sin, though they know they've done bad, they realize that they have peace in their heart, not because of how good they are, but because of God's mercy and love and grace that they have received in salvation because of their faith in Jesus being able to forgive them for their sins. This person also has hope that even though they do wrong and have done wrong and may continue to do wrong and sin in God's eyes as well, they begin to know that, you know what though? Even though I have sinned, Jesus has forgiven me for all my sin. When I confess my sins, I'm right with God. So therefore, I have hope to get better and to do better and become more of who God wants me to be. This person also has joy, joy deep in their heart. That even though that they may on the outside at times be sad or down because they have sinned against God, and they may feel the guilt in their heart because they have sinned against God, really deep in their heart, they have this joy because they know that even though that they've sinned, that they have this joy within them, not because of what they've done, but because of what God has done for them. This joy also turns into being thankful, that they begin to thank God and praise God for who he is and all that he has done in their lives to forgive them for their sins. And they live a life of being so thankful for the salvation that God has given them through Jesus Christ, that they want to live their lives committed to living a righteous life before him. And that's really another characteristic of this person who has full of faith, is that they commit their lives to saying, God, I want you to be in control of my life. I want you to show me how to live life. I need you to give me the strength that I need to overcome the sin in my life. And when these are the type of things that we have in our lives, it really reflects that we believe that God really can save us for our sins, that Jesus' death really did wipe away all of our sins, that his resurrection and the blood that he shed really are the things that gives us the salvation, not our righteousness, but Jesus' righteousness for us. It's when we have these type of characteristics that I believe that we are showing great faith in Jesus being the savior of our souls. So here's the question I'd like to end with today. In the area of salvation, are we amazing Jesus by our lack of faith or by our great faith? It's my prayer that we are amazing Jesus by our great faith. Our great faith that there is nothing that we can do, that there's no amount of sin that we can commit that's too big, that's too great for Jesus to forgive us from. And that we will put our trust in him and in his word that encourages us of this truth. Verses like Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 that says this, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. in verses like 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 that says this, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. God wants us to have no doubt in our minds that we can be saved, that we can have eternal life with Him as long as we confess our sins and have great faith that Jesus is able to forgive us of any sin in our life. And it's my prayer that as we do this, that we will honor Jesus, that we will please Jesus, that we will amaze Jesus because of our great faith in who He is and all that He can do in our lives.
'Cause we're serving in His name, and we're sharing in His name. God gave His only Son to die, so we offer Him all our lives, and we're loving. In His name, and we're living in Jesus' name.